Hello, this is Lake Hammer inviting you to STEM Hall, St. Paul Auditorium, for the second in a series of St. Paul Dance Jamborees. From STEM Hall, St. Paul Auditorium, Mutual in the Twin Cities has another Friday night date with 10 outstanding young ladies competing for the honor of Princess of the Week. There's music with that young man with the band, Harry Gibbon, and the song stylings of Donna Campstead and Byron Dale. You'll meet three princess candidates along with judges who will select the Princess of the Week. This is our invitation to a dance jamboree. Have fun, everyone. Greetings this Friday night. Yes, this Friday night and every Friday night hereafter through November 22nd from 8:30 to 12 midnight, our dance jamborees at STEM Hall, St. Paul Auditorium. You have a date with the Princess of a Lady, the Princess of the Week, Al Wicklin, University dance instructor, and all the dancing notables of the Twin Cities. And some of that glamour and glitter, the stars highlight this occasion with such visits as that visit of that very personal guy, Sully Mason, representing Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge. Other outstanding Twin City visitors are Hoff & Hoff, Betty Service of the St. Paul Dispatch Pioneer Press, Raymond Schlick, Vice President of Field Schlick Incorporated, Rosemary Gregg, Miss Minnesota, and her escort, John Anderson, Betty Vogel, Gene Loughlin, Joan Baden, last week's Prentice, and Jerry Klunzer, Alair Warner, and Stan Blunt. All these people and many others are here tonight, and in short, this is Friday night's Dance Jamboree, a gala event. Our party gets underway with a new arrangement featuring Hillard Brown on trumpet, Hal Lichterman on piano, and Byron Dale on vocal. It's I'm in the Mood for Love.
Our hearts together now. war. I'm not afraid. If it should rain, we'll let it come for the night, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
As we mentioned a moment ago, the highlight of this broadcast is the selection of a Princess of the Week. We have with us three candidates who paraded across the bandstand earlier in the evening, and the three charming ladies are here to say hello on behalf of all the people here. Meet Princess Candidate number one, Ruth Littler. Ruth, what school do you represent?
Central High School.
Understand you're homecoming queen, that right?
No, I'm a candidate for it, though.
You're a candidate for homecoming queen. We wish you good luck in your homecoming queen contest at Central High, and that's Central High St. Paul, isn't it?
Yes.
Thanks very much, candidate number one. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Here is candidate number two, Barbara Anderson, representing the other side of the river, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Minneapolis Central High School representative, Barbara Anderson. So say hello to our people.
Hello, everybody.
Barb, I understand you've done a little singing around town.
Well, not too much. I'm just getting started.
Whose band do you represent?
Bruce Divig's.
That's the Look All-American Band, isn't it?
That's right.
Thanks very much for dropping up and representing Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is candidate number two, Barbara Anderson, Central High, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Princess Candidate here at the Dance Jamboree. Candidate number three, Pat Miller, University of Minnesota representative. A very lovely lady. And your home?
Minneapolis.
Go there.
I went to Roosevelt High School.
And represent the University of Minnesota at this time?
Yes.
Are you a student or employee of the university?
I'm employed there now.
And what department do you work for?
The chemistry building.
Well, thank you very much, candidate Pat Miller, University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks, candidates. We've just met the three finalists in the Dance Jamboree Princess of the Week competitions and the three judges who will assist in selecting the Outstanding Lady of the Week, Mr. Raymond Schlick, Vice President of Field Schlick Incorporated, P.J. Hofstrom, better known as Hoff and Hoff and Betty Service, representing the St. Paul Dispatch Pioneer Press. To our princess candidates, best of luck, and to the judges, we'll be waiting for your decisions. Now it's time for dancing. Harry, what's next on the program?
Well, Leigh, we have a little original tune written by our trombone man, Doc Van Dusen. It's called Pasteris.
We'll take it. Carol Fosteris by Doc Van Dusen, ace trombone man with Harry Gibbon and his orchestra. WLOL Mutual is visiting a dance jamboree, and a part of the festivities, Mr. Al Wicklin, University Memorial Union dance instructor, who's been observing dancing couples since 8:30. For the most skillful lindy hopping of the evening, from Alfred St. Paul's newest jewelers, for the girl, a gold-filled ankle bracelet, and for the boy, a gold-finished new lock tie clasp. Those are the awards for the outstanding Lindy dancing couple as awarded by Mr. Al Wicklin, University Memorial Union dancing instructor. Dancing continues here at the Dance Jamboree with Harry Gibbon and the orchestra and a vocal chorus by Byron Dale, song right off the hit parade, The Gypsy. That big moment has arrived. It's time to select the Princess of the Week. The judges, with the assistance of the audience here at STEM Hall, have selected three finalists, and one of these lovely ladies will receive the crown and robe of the Princess of the Week, along with gifts and awards from some of St. Paul's smartest shops. Meet candidate number one, Miss Ruth Littler of Central High School, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hello, everybody.
Glad to have you here. How about a hand from our audience? Ruth, incidentally, is one of the candidates for homecoming queen at St. Paul Central High School. And tonight, Ruth, we're talking about dates, and we desire a few opinions of you. You know, we overheard some of the fellows over at Central High in St. Paul saying, girls ought to appear as if they're enjoying themselves on a date, even if they're bored. How do you feel about that?
I think they should, too. I think if a boy is nice enough to take a girl out, she can act like she's enjoying herself.
Do you think that always holds true?
Yes.
Thanks very much, Ruth Littler of St. Paul Central High School, one of the candidates for homecoming queen up at St. Paul Central. And now here's candidate number two, representing Minneapolis, Minnesota. Meet Barbara Anderson.
Hello.
Barb, we're still talking about dates, and here's one of the opinions we heard. I hate girls who keep me waiting on a date, one fellow said, and it happened that he came from a school known as St. Paul, Minneapolis Central, isn't that right?
That's right.
Minneapolis Central happens to be your school. Well, how do you feel about that opinion? I hate girls who keep me waiting on a date.
Well, I don't blame them one bit. I hate to be kept waiting. Incidentally, I was kept waiting tonight.
Who's your escort tonight, Barbara?
Well, it wasn't my escort. It was the driver of our car.
Thanks very much, Barbara Anderson of Minneapolis, candidate number two for Princess here at the Dance Jamboree. Meet candidate number three, representing Minneapolis, Minnesota, Pat Miller. Pat, we're still talking about this date business, and we overheard someone on the University of Minnesota campus saying, I don't want a girl who's always moaning over Frankie or tearing out on the floor to Lindy to any fast number, and most of the slow numbers that come up. How do you feel about that, Pat?
Well, I don't see much sense in moaning about the singer, but if you like to dance, you want to dance Lindy practically everything.
Thank you, Pat Miller, University of Minnesota. You've just met our three candidates, and thanks very much. The best of luck to all of you. And judges, from here on in, it's up to you. Dance time. Here's Donna Kempstead to sing George Gershwin's Embraceable You.
was Harry Given in the orchestra with Embraceable You, vocal setting by Donna Hempstead. And now the time has arrived for the highlight broadcast. The highlight of the broadcast, the actual selection of the Dance Jamboree Princes. The judges have met, selected on the basis of poise, personality, and appearance, plus the candidates' reaction on the spot to questions and comments about the business of dates. And they're made all that all-important impression, and here's the final verdict. Miss Pat Miller of Minneapolis, Minnesota, has just been chosen Princess of the Week. Patty Miller represents the University of Minnesota, and she's a resident of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Where do you live, Pat?
I live in South Minneapolis.
Pat's now being robed in her velvet cape. Just put her regal crown on her head. And what is your height?
5'7".
Lovely brunette. Brown eyes.
Thank you.
And what would you say about a general appearance, people? Before we go any further, congratulations. How do you feel about this time?
Very, very happy.
Thanks very much, Patty Miller. And now how about some of those gifts? Here are some of those splendid gifts offered by St. Paul's Smarter Shops. From Helen Incorporated, a complete John Frederick's bath set. And from McGowan's, the superior music store of the Northwest, more presents. A record album of your own choosing. Stop in, McGowan's will take care of you. Holman Olson, one of America's great flower shops, presents you with a twin gardenia corsage. And the St. Paulites Incorporated send you two tickets to the Xavier Cugat Show, making a personal appearance at the St. Paul Auditorium next Wednesday evening, October 22nd, with a company of 40 singers, dancers, and musicians. Incidentally, Xavier Cugat holds down the Wednesday evening spot on WLOL Mutual. And now, Patty, the best of luck to you. Congratulations, and another hand from the people here at Stem Hall, St. Paul Auditorium.
I do with all my
garments. Come back again, won't you?
Thank you.
Good night, Patty Miller. Well, the orchestra directed by Harry Given pays tribute now to our Princess of the Week, Patty Miller of Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a sharp little number, bouncing at right, Blue Lou.
Mutual in the Twin Cities has just been calling at a dance jamboree. Next Friday, October 18th, you have another date at STEM Hall, St. Paul Auditorium, with Harry Gibbons Orchestra, the songs of Donna Kempstead and Byron Dale, and the highlight selection of another Princess of the Week. Our thanks to the judges, Hoff and Hoff, Raymond Schlick, and Betty Service. And the best of everything to Patty Miller, Minneapolis Princess of the Week. The Dance Jamboree was produced by Johnny McDougal, and until next Friday night, this is Leigh Cammon saying goodnight from Mutual in the Twin Cities. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.